Isidore Brown's Strangest Adventures of All by Ursula Dubosowski. Isidore Brown, his daddy and his best friend Lulu were lying on top of a hill ready for their next adventure, finding Lulu's missing parents. But first they have to face the strangest adventures of all. The dedication reads, respectfully dedicated to Martin Sharp and the enduring memory of Tiny Tim. Chapter 1. What happens when you think things can't get any stranger? Isidore Brown, his daddy, and his best friend Lulu were lying on top of a hill ready for their next adventure. This was to be their greatest and strangest adventure of all.
You mean stranger than the last one?
Who's that?
Me!
You? Where have you been?
Here.
Well, you've been very quiet. I thought you'd gone away.
I've been listening and I want to know.
Yes, yes, I heard you.
Well?
Keep listening. As I was saying, the three of them were lying on top of a hill where they had fallen asleep after eating several large bowls of ice cream. When they woke up, they were all thinking about the same thing. How were they going to find Lulu's parents? Because on their last adventure, they had discovered that Lulu was not really an orphan. Her mother and father had not died in a hurricane, as she had thought, but were searching for her all over the world. How are we going to find them? Said Lulu, worried. Do you remember what they look like? Asked Isidore. Well, replied Lulu, frowning, I think they look... Yes, said Isidore Brown, encouragingly. I think they look nice, said Lulu. Anything else? Said Isidore's daddy, who felt that wasn't going to get them very far. Very nice, said Lulu, nodding.